These days in the news, there seems to be new COVID-related devices being talked about most days. Yesterday, it was the drug the federal government has bought. There's also talk of home rapid antigen testing kits. More than ever, everyday folks like you and me have been focused on the medical world and starting to ask questions about where things can be done in a different way, perhaps a better or more streamlined way. And this isn't a new thing. It just hasn't always been front and center. So how is medical entrepreneurship going at the moment? And how do we make sure that the right projects are being funded? This is something the team at the Sydney Knowledge Hub help make happen, teaming researchers up with people who have the money to fund them. Rupal Ishman is the director of the hub. Good morning.
Good morning, Kaya. How are you?
Good. Is now a bit of an exciting time for medical health researchers and entrepreneurs to come together?
Yeah, well, I think it's an exciting time. I mean, the entrepreneurship ecosystem in Australia, which I think began about 10 years ago in earnest, is maturing. And, you know, I think there are a few reasons for this. One is venture capital. We're hearing about all these Aussie companies that are making it onto a global stage. The venture capital market, which essentially is private funding for organizations that are risky, that expect high growth, that's been heating up. So last financial year, there was $2.5 billion US in that market, up from the year previous. And all of this is despite the pandemic. Mm. And, you know, venture capital is, a lot of that money is doubling down on funds that have already been, on companies that have already been funded. But, you know, we really want to see the seed investment, which is the first time investments for some of these innovations come out. And really, we've seen the federal and state government really come in to support those. So for last month, for instance, we saw federal government scheme invest in some of these early stage businesses that are coming out of universities and coming out of research organizations. So organizations like MTP Connect and Health are funding these very early stage researchers who've come up with these inventions to help them kind of get to the next step and bring that out there into the market. Mm. Yeah, of course, we've always had these world-class universities and these great research health institutions. But right now, I think what we're seeing is that these researchers are really research commercialization, or the process of bringing research to market, is getting a lot of visibility. And so we're supporting these researchers to kind of take the next step, to kind of, you know, see what the market is for their invention, see how they can partner with industry. And this whole kind of this whole ecosystem is becoming more thriving and more robust and more supported. So I think that's why we're seeing some really exciting medical innovations coming to market from Australia.
What does that mean for our researchers who have often, you know, dedicated an entire career, years and years, to finding out a little bit more about their focus and seeing how things can be done better, how everyday folks can be helped, to be able to have this focus on them at the moment? What does that mean for them?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're always hopefully going to have these researchers that are focused on basic research. And, you know, of course, there's an absolute need for this basic research. But then there's another kind of group of researchers that have the potential to have their research, you know, really make it to the real world and really kind of affect and impact Australians' everyday lives and change lives. And so, you know, of the subset of, you know, all of our researchers, we really want to encourage those researchers to be able to think about it and potentially bringing their research to market. And look, they don't have to be the one that is actually going to be the business person on this and lead their careers in their research organization, you know, but there's also great business people in Australia. And so it's really, how do we match all this entrepreneurial talent and all these people who, you know, have worked in business and really want to, you know, be the CEO of an organization? How do we match them with researchers who are coming up with the invention? And really, that's where I think the magic will lie as we kind of, develop more, I guess, pathways for businesses and business people to interact with researchers.
I'm assuming it's not as easy as having a Tinder for brains and money.
I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe I can explore that.
As we do learn more about, say, vaccines, drug development, rapid antigen testing at home, all these words that maybe we didn't really speak about a lot as non-medical folks and now we are every day, how can we continue to see a trend in people like us looking to the medical world for future technologies and innovations and everyday people driving that demand a little bit?
Yeah, look, I think you don't have to reach too far to see kind of why why these technologies are valuable. We see these new technologies and bionic limbs, or better breast cancer detections, or new pharmaceuticals. These needs are quite obvious. So I think both the healthcare sector, both how it operates itself, we know it's an old system that is slow and have these like archaic systems that are kind of powering it, and also the innovations within it. These are massive opportunities, and I think we'll see these continue to commercialize. And really, the beauty of kind of the startup sector, or kind of new ventures, or the magic in that is kind of identifying those people who have ideas and really encouraging them through programs like accelerator programs and so forth to support them to kind of take that idea. I think ideas are a dime a dozen. I know you started the segment kind of with like, who has an idea? Ideas are everywhere. It's really how do you take that idea and kind of move forward with it? How do you attract funding? How do you develop, understand the market for it? Your end consumers. What are some industry partnerships that you take? And that's really how you move an idea forward. So, these discoveries aren't going to be discovered by an entrepreneur working in a WeWork somewhere. These inventions are really going to be discovered through these true medical inventions. These healthcare inventions are going to be discovered through most likely through research and clinicians. We just need to get better at getting these discoveries from the hospital or the lab to the people that can ultimately benefit from them.
It's such an interesting time because we are seeing, a lot of conversation around this Theranos court case in the United States at the moment, which was, expected to change the game when it came to blood testing. And now we're learning that maybe wasn't quite the case. How much care do we need in this area? Because people can be very excited and it can sound great on paper, but, these are really tricky areas to work in when it comes to health and medicine.
Yeah. I mean, healthcare is a really difficult sector in the sense that, there's a lot of kind of data and research that's a part of it, but also kind of the system itself of, who's paying for it. Is it insurance? Where do the incentives kind of lie? It's a very hard sector, and you really need experts at the table. So someone that, understands both the technology and kind of the market that's investing in this. So if you are an investor, that's really where it is. It's like, are investors being careful about where they're putting their money? Leadership, of course, is important, and it's a requisite for exciting technologies to be able to have a little bit of leap of faith in a founder. You have to believe in an idea before it's real. But as the company progresses, you need to make sure the fundamentals are there. Of course, we see these, high visibility, spectacular fails. Theranos, as you mentioned, WeWork, both of these had dazzling CEOs, and there was a lot of hype without the real data to back it up. And in some cases, like Theranos and WeWork, they were lying about the data. So I think there's going to be fraudsters in any sector, whether we talk about, the corporate sector, mom and pop operations, or in startups. So I think just like in anything that we go forward with, making sure that the fundamentals are really there. My hope is that Sydney does not become Silicon Valley, where, the credo there is, I know I sound American, and I actually, I lived in the Bay Area for a long time. So, but I'm really an Aussie at heart. In Silicon Valley, the credo is move fast and break things. And, basically Ivy League white guys are the vast majority running the show there. I think that the prevalent venture capitalists here, Airtree, Square Peg, One Ventures, Blackbird, do have an emphasis on doing good in the world. And, I know kind of a lot of people kind of that work within, and I'd like to think that they're quite values driven. So, hopefully we will kind of continue to push the boundaries of what entrepreneurship and startup means and incorporate like a human centered aspect to it. Think about negative externalities that could come from, wonderful new inventions, and also making sure that we're investing in values-led leaders.
How excited are you about where in Australia our health and medical research is going when it comes to funding and getting stuff happening?
Yeah, look, I'm really excited. I mean, not only because I love my job, and I think it's, there's a lot of kind of excitement and visibility in this space. So it's really fun to kind of have my career in this space. More importantly, I think I love seeing Australian startups innovation make it on a global stage. There are visible sectors in areas like workplace tools and so forth, like the Canva and the Atlassians and fintech are kind of a lot of the kind of more visible hype. But I'm more excited about companies like RhesusRight, which is an early stage organization at the Sydney Knowledge Hub, which are have created a device to better resuscitate newborns, or Silo, which is a new psychedelic company that is using psilocybin to treat mental illness. Or, you know, ARIA Research is another up-and-coming organization that helps vision-impaired people hear, basically see through sound. These are the companies with incredible researchers that have, you know, like I said earlier, partnered with savvy business folks that are positioned to really improve people's quality of lives in a meaningful way. And these companies have really grown from real intellectual property. And because they have real IP at their core, they're really kind of positioned to compete on a global scale. And so that's exciting for kind of just, you know, Aussies making it to the world stage, but it's also, you know, more exciting to, think about where the Australian economy is going to move to next, you know, where the lucrative and fulfilling jobs are of the future. You know, they're in businesses like these. So I think, you know, it's also exciting, I think, because research organizations, like the Sydney Knowledge Hub is within the University of Sydney, research organizations are going to be pushed to be more innovative and collaborative as they commercialize more. So you need to kind of understand what's going on outside of your, sandbox, if you will. And so I think we're going to see more collaborations across universities. I think we're going to see more collaborations between, you know, community organizations and research organizations. So, you know, this whole kind of era of collaboration, is something that's going to kind of elevate, lift all boats up.
And all of that means good things for us, because it eventually flows on to all of us, hopefully, and makes things a little bit better.
Absolutely. I think it makes things, you know, we will, individual from these healthcare innovations, I think we'll be able to do things like, you know, detect, diagnose illnesses better and treat illnesses better. But I think it's also about, you know, my children will be able to have better job prospects instead of just working within, you know, mining or tourism, which is, you know, what our economy really is. The foundations of our economy are right now, you know, hopefully we'll become a little bit more sophisticated in kind of our economic prospects. And so there'll all be these wonderful, great jobs for the Australia of the future.
So great to talk through this. I'm very excited, just like you, to see what comes next and who we get to, you know, talk about in the future. So thank you so much for talking us through it today.
Thanks for the opportunity, Kaya.
That's Rupal Isman, Director of the Sydney Knowledge Hub, which is part of the University of Sydney, bringing people with money, medical researchers together.